Next up, we have Vinu Srinivas Murali. He's a solution specialist for Windows Azure from Microsoft. He will be speaking about hybrid cloud storage for end-to-end data management with StorSimple. Please put your hands together for Vinu.
Check. Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. And thanks for being here. Thanks for giving me the time to talk about StorSimple. How many of you are thinking of putting or starting to leverage cloud, right? Just some show of hands. Some way or the other, start looking at using cloud. Or how many of you are not using cloud? Aren't you using Gmail? Aren't you using Outlook? Aren't you using Yahoo? So all your mails already are on cloud. So we are already using cloud for a long time for now on the personal front, and now we are actually looking at using that in the enterprise space. So cloud's been there for a long time for us. But as an enterprise, we are going to see how storage could be a very, very easier way to really start moving data to cloud, right? So what we're going to see is some of the challenges what we see with customers on their storage infrastructure. We're going to see how Microsoft has a very unique solution around that. We're going to see how this solution can be of benefit to customers like you. And also look at where to use it. One of the most common questions customers ask is, yes, looks good, looks a shiny, nice toy, but where do I use it? That's a big question which keeps coming to us as we go and meet customers. So what we thought, I'm going to be talking more on where you could actually leverage hybrid cloud, and what are we seeing in the market with customers like you? Where are they actually leveraging hybrid cloud? And tomorrow, we have another session where Daniel is going to present a bit more into the details of StorSimple around how the architecture works, and also show some demos there. So I'm not going to do demos, but I'm going to more talk on the use cases, which we see customers asking more. So I'm going to do that today. We're going to see how some of our partner solutions makes the whole thing look much easier and simpler as well, and then close for the day. Right? So this is the biggest challenge what we see with customers, wherein in unstructured data, data which is residing outside databases, right? So these are like growing at some double-digit growth, 40, 50, 60% year on year. Now, customers come back and say, how do I actually give storage on demand? So like, you want a project, the project needs 10 terabyte of capacity. 10 terabyte of capacity, and you want to give in minutes. Can you do that? That's a big question what customers have. And we see cloud can do on demand. So that's where we're going to see how StorSimple really comes and gives that on demand, right? And second is that as we see more and more terabyte coming, in the place like Singapore where real estates are expensive, you don't want to really start looking at more and more data center spaces. So that's where we're going to see how StorSimple drives a better TCO and also reducing your infrastructural sprawl, what we see. And obviously, the way today's storage is, it's a complex and expensive infrastructure, right? Now, has it changed over the period of time? It's changed. Technologies have changed. From disk technologies have come down to flash today. You have faster interconnects and fiber. You have better technology, other new technologies in iSCSI, talking about 10G. A lot of technologies have changed, but overall, the broader architecture remained almost similar, right? So that's where we are really looking at how StorSimple comes in. So what we do, our solution here is actually a hybrid solution, essentially. So what we're going to do is that we have an on-premise SAN. It's an iSCSI SAN, which sits into your infrastructure. So like one of the customers here in Singapore came to us and said, I have at least half a petabyte, around 500 terabytes of data with me, and I am thinking of moving my entire application and data to the cloud. I have to rewrite my whole application because storage in cloud is object storage. It's not a SAN or a NAS. So how do we do that? So the first question to us is like, do I have to start rewriting my whole application? So that's a big challenge which came in. So we said, don't do that. We just said, put in a StorSimple here. it becomes a part of your existing infrastructure. It just becomes another storage in your network. Your application sees it like another storage. That's it. No change to your application. Nothing done. We just bring in this device, which is an iSCSI SAN. That's it. And this device in the back end integrates with Azure, which is our public cloud solution. So it integrates with the Azure's cloud storage and presents capacity on demand. So now we talk about 10 terabyte on demand. Done. In a matter of less than 5 minutes, you'll have 10 terabyte of capacity provisioned and ready. And that's all on-premise, nothing changed on your application side. That's the biggest advantage what we do in terms of doing this capacity on demand. And when we are doing all of this, one of the things what we may want to think is, how are we going to, what is going to be the bandwidth we're going to consume? Because when you say internet, when you go talk about terabytes of data, first question comes is, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to my bandwidth bill? Am I going to spend more on my internet bandwidth? So that's where inline deduplication and compression, what we do, comes in. So we've sort of like a WAN optimization built in. So we are able to help only move unique data into the cloud. So that's the biggest advantage. That's the second advantage what we bring in there. And then the third thing is that customers came back and said, you know what, I have a SAN, I have a NAS, I have a disk-based backup because my data is very big, so I want to backup fast, so I have a disk-based backup. And I am complying to some certain regulations, so I need to retain for a longer period of time. So I need to put tapes now to retain it for a longer period of time. Now, then comes another story saying, okay, I did tapes, so I need to now spend money on my backup software, I need to spend money on my backup, my archival software, and also do geo-resiliency, because I'm here in this data center, I have to move my data to another location geographically. How do I do that? I'm going to spend money. In fact, very interesting, the other day I was with one of my customers in Delhi, in India, right? So pretty interesting story. They said they have 6 branches, and how do they do geo-resiliency? They take tape backup of branch A, goes to branch B. Take branch B's data, takes to branch C. Takes branch C's data, takes to branch D. So like, there is a person who manually moves this tape from one office to another. Might sound quite similar to a lot of things what customers do even today here, right? So it is not easy to build your resiliency that way. So like, we do doing that as a matter, part of this. And the built-in backup software, so you don't need a third-party backup software. And today, backup software and backups, we were talking about tapes for longer term. We are going to be backing up to Azure storage, so there's no tapes. So we make a tape-free infrastructure. The other day I was talking to another customer who said, I have LTO2s, right? So people who are in the tape world will know, today LTO is already at 5 and 6. We are talking about LTO 6, and the customers have LTO Gen 2. What do I do with them? So essentially, tape might be used for a longer period, but the challenge comes is how do you manage multiple generations of tape infrastructure? Tapes, the tape libraries for reading these tapes, so it becomes a nightmare to manage tapes. So by making you tape-free, this whole solution makes it much more simple to manage your end-to-end data management. Right? And all of this managed from a manager sitting on the cloud. So this manager can manage multiple devices across multiple data centers. So one single pane of glass, for primary storage, for secondary storage, archival, DR, and backup, and all in one single window. So that's the biggest advantage what we drive, rather than actually going through multiple windows. And that's where we talk about this whole solution. And you see a small SVA here, which is what we call a store simple virtual appliance. Now, when we started backing up to cloud, customers came back and said, okay, my data is gone to the cloud, fine. And store simple actually does encryption. So we send the data, which is encrypted by an encryption key on the device, which is in your LAN. So even Microsoft in its data center can't crack it open because we use AES-256 encryption. So it's a very, very strong military-grade encryption today what we use. So customers came back and said, you encrypted and sent the data to the cloud. But you know what? I'm thinking of using this backup data on some applications sitting on the cloud, right? For example, a customer in the media industry came back and said, I'm producing content, I'm sending it to the cloud. I want to do my post-production on the cloud. I don't want to do post-production here locally. So that's where we came out with this solution called Store Simple Virtual Appliance. It's a virtual SAN sitting on the cloud. And this SAN has access to the data which is backed up on the cloud. And then you are able to use VMs on the cloud for post-production. So we moved the data from on-premise to the cloud. So this is what the Store Simple solution is all about, right? So in essence, what we did with Store Simple and Azure is move across all of these primary storage all the way to Jira Resiliency to one simple solution, which is here, which has an on-premise device and the cloud storage, and at a far reduced TCO of almost 40% of what you say what you spend conventionally, right? So how does it look? How does it really fit in the larger scheme of things in your data center? Let's quickly see that, right? So you have your existing physical or virtual servers connected to Store Simple as a nice cozy SAN. And so that way it's a simple on-premise SAN. This SAN connects to Windows Azure. It uses HTTPS. It's a secure connection what we set up between on-premise and the cloud. So it's a secure tunnel. So network security also is taken care of, wherein we only allow outbound traffic. We don't allow inbound traffic. One of the biggest questions when we go and put a SAN and then ask customers, give me internet connectivity to the SAN. Customers like, hey, look, you know what? I've never done this. In our policy, we don't hook internet to a SAN because of network security, because of data security. So what we did, we are saying that we don't want an open internet. We just want a one-way outbound internet whitelisted to a dedicated IP on Windows Azure, a dedicated URL on Windows Azure. So that way, the network security is taken care of by us. So we are going to have a secure connection to Azure. And on Azure data center sits the data, sits the Azure Store Simple Manager, sits the Store Simple Virtual Appliance, and this virtual appliance can give access to more VMs, the data what you backed up. So in a sense, we made a very simple solution to move here. Now, customers come back and said, is it one size fit all? Not essentially. So we have multiple models, a 40 terabyte and a 50 terabyte model. So we'll understand, let me explain to you in the next slide, what's the difference between having a 40 terabyte and 50 terabyte? Why a 15 terabyte and why a 40 terabyte? How does that really come in? Right? So, oops. Okay, so let me explain right away here. So what we do is that we actually are a three-tier storage appliance. So we are a SSD and a SAS on the box, which is in your network. And we have a third tier, which is a cloud tier. And between these three tiers, we tier data automatically. And the way we do data tiering is based on an algorithm which moves what we call the least frequently accessed oldest block. We are a block device, a SAN. So we move the least frequently accessed oldest block to the cloud. Now, which essentially makes that I can have probably a financial report which is like 10 years old, but accessed on a daily basis. And that, instead of sitting on the cloud, will always sit on the device because it's the most frequently accessed data block. And data which is not used and access goes to the cloud. So the device has this intelligence of keeping what is most frequently accessed or recently created. It retains on the box. And the most cold data, it moves to the cloud. What is the advantage? Why do we do that? It's primarily because we talked about the 10 terabyte in 10 minutes, right? So we want to give capacity on demand. So now the only way to do the best way to do capacity on demand is if I'm going to do 10 terabyte of, I would say, thin provisioning, I want to start adding more data. As I add more data, I want to displace cold data to the cloud. So we are just doing that. That's an ongoing process what we do in terms of tiering data into the cloud. Now, how much can this box manage? A 4U box with a capacity of 40 terabyte on the box, which is just two tiers, right? SSD and SAS. When we include the third tier, it can manage half a petabyte. So think about having a 500 terabyte storage with a high availability infrastructure in 4U of rack space, right? So we are really talking about a very, very high density storage infrastructure here. And this is typically what we are really talking about from an infrastructure sprawl, right? So tomorrow, Daniel is going to spend more time explaining to you how we tier. He's going to spend time on how we do backup using Cloud Snapshot, is a technology what we brought in with StorSimple. And he's also going to show some demos around how easy it is to provision volume and add volume to a StorSimple device, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to now switch gears to see where to use StorSimple or where to use hybrid storage, because this is one of the most common questions what we see here. Now, going back to my thought wherein I said we retain the most frequently accessed data on the box and the cold data goes to the cloud, right? So essentially the use case, again, all of these are going to evolve wherein one can seamlessly define what is a cold and what is a warm data. So we're going to actually, all the use cases are somewhere relying around that. So one of the most commonly seen use cases what we see in the market and customers using this is actually using it as file shares. File shares are going to have cold data, hot data, most frequently created files, cold files sitting on there. And typical infrastructure, you'll have your archival storage, disk-based backup, tape infrastructure, and so on. What we are doing with StorSimple is we're just going to move that file share to StorSimple. And we let StorSimple take this whole thought of what is going to be my cold data and move that to cloud, and what is going to be my hot data and keep it. Now, let me give you some examples, right? So one of the most, when we go to see with customers talking about differentiating and identifying what is hot and cold, we've found that typically customers find almost 80 to 85% of the data to be cold on file shares. That's a massive amount. Think about, let's say you have a 15 terabyte or 40 terabyte of file share and 80% is cold. It doesn't make any sense to have it on an on-premise storage, but rather move them to cloud. So that's what we're going to do with StorSimple. So we're moving all those cold data to the cloud with auto tiering, and the built-in backup and data protection going to make it much more simpler to backup. So one of the most common challenges what we hear from customers, I'll give you a simple use case, right? So let's say, for example, I have a customer who has 1 terabyte of data volume, and there is a file which is 10 MB. In a conventional tape-based backup, if you have to get a file from an old backup, you create the entire 1 TB, and then get the 10 MB out. You can still do that in cloud, in an on-premise world. But when you look at cloud-based backups, you move 1 terabyte of data to the cloud, you want to bring that entire 1 terabyte down, I mean, it's not pragmatic. Mathematically, you need 24 hours on a 100 Mbps line. It's mathematics. Just do a simple Mbps to 10 terabytes. So you just convert it, you need 24 hours without any network losses, right? So we are not really talking about a pragmatic recovery solution there. So what we did is we put together this technology called Cloud Snapshot. So what we did is that instead of using conventional backup technologies, we use an automated backup technology which is within StorSimple, which uses snapshotting, which is going to be like a point-in-time copy. Conventional snapshotting is point-in-time copy of data references, what we call pointers or metadata. In a conventional SAN, what you'd probably see. What we do with Cloud Snapshot in StorSimple is we actually move the actual data to the cloud. We just don't move the metadata. Now, with that, when someone wants to draw a 10 MB file, we just take the metadata back and present a full file folder structure to them, and they can pinpoint a file level recovery much seamlessly. So we're going to see probably some of those tomorrow when we're going to understand how the cloud snapshot works. So it makes it much simpler. And in fact, one of the largest use cases what we see customers are doing this. In fact, customers who are using conventional NAS, they sort of really moving away from that and then like looking at using Store Simple plus probably a Windows front end. We are a SAN, we are known as a NAS. So a Windows front end server with file server resource manager provides a good quota management, a good file classification, file management, and all of that with Store Simple together. Right? So this is what we see. Almost 75% of customers of Store Simple actually use this for file shared. The second type of customer, in fact, this is actually using for archival. So one of the largest chip manufacturers, a high-tech design company, actually uses Store Simple. They have around 6 offices globally and almost 600 terabytes of design data, which is archived with them. So they were using conventional SAN and tape, moved away from that with Store Simple coming in, wherein Store Simple became the SAN for the archival data, and the entire archiving goes to simply to the cloud. So one of the most common, and if you look at it, archival is again cold data. Why do you want to really put it on-premise, manage tapes, or whatever it is? And the other advantage of using Store Simple for archiving is our archiving is what we call active archiving. So we can potentially get you access to data on demand, which is much older, much easier than on tapes. So that's where which is passive archival typically. So ours is an active archival solution here. And that's where customers like these who does use a lot of these archival content in a historically, they actually use Store Simple pretty well. Second is on SharePoint. How many of you actually use SharePoint here? Right. So SharePoint actually has a pretty interesting story here, right? SharePoint actually, if you're using SharePoint as a document collaboration repository, if you look at it, SharePoint actually has a SQL database where the documents sit in as blob, binary large objects of the database. Now, what happens is over a period of time, this blob goes up in size and your SQL database size grows pretty rapidly. So with a growing database, it becomes challenging to do your database administration and even backup of such database much simpler. Right? So what we did is for Store Simple customers, we created a solution called Store Simple adapter for SharePoint. Now, what the Store Simple adapter for SharePoint does is that it separates the blob out of the SQL database. It pulls out the blob from the SQL database and writes it on the Store Simple appliance as a file folder structure. And the blob database, the content database, now only carries the metadata references to the files which are outside. And this, this reduces the database, content database size by almost 98%. Just to give you some numbers, a 2 terabyte content database prior to this whole process, after this process of separation of blob, drops down to 25 gigs. A 2 terabyte or 25 GB content database, which is a huge advantage, a much simplified database administration from a DBS standpoint, and much more simpler. How do we do that? Is that something Store Simple does out of the magic? Not really. It's a feature within SharePoint called RBS, or Remote Blob Separation. There are third-party software in the market which does this, and those softwares are prohibitively expensive because the way they modeled it is per terabyte, and they are fairly expensive. This software for a SharePoint, for a Store Simple customer is free. So this blob separation software we give free of cost for a Store Simple customer. So that gives you a big advantage on your TCO as well. And in fact, there are a couple of customers, one of the construction companies, almost like 400 terabyte of engineering data on their document management system, with Store Simple actually crashed down their entire SharePoint farm much more easily. Now, this is an interesting use case, what we see again. The next use case is actually for VMs. Now, what's in it so different, right? So what is so different here than using conventional storage, right? There are a couple of scenarios where this comes in handy, right? BMC software. Heard of BMC software, right? The management software company. They actually, as a software development company, have a huge amount of VMs, which are dev and test VMs. And when they did the case study, they were actually 13,500 VMs, okay? And it's a public case study. So 13,500 VMs on conventional SAN. Now, tier one SAN, tier one storage, you still continue to use for your VMs. But imagine if you're going to actually have non-used idle cold VMDK or a VHD file sitting on those tier one VMs, tier one storage. It's a sheer waste of money because your tier one storage is going to be expensive per terabyte. So what we did is they actually looked at StorSimple, and StorSimple can integrate with Hyper-V or a VMware, vSphere, and you can actually do a storage migration or a vMotion of all of those storage, which are all of those cold VMs into the box, and the box then sends it off to the cloud. So your tier one storage is now much more rationalized. So which comes down to the fact that StorSimple, by using StorSimple, we are not asking customers to get off conventional tier one storage. We are not asking customers to rip and replace the EMCs, Hitachis of the world. What we are only telling customers is continue to use them for your tier one workloads, like Exchange, like SQL database for high performance ERP, or CRM, on the likes, or even your VMs, which are high performance. What StorSimple is going to be doing is only for your tier two, tier three data, and tier two, tier three VMs in our case. So we potentially can actually spin up a VM here and use it on-premise for your tier two, tier three VMs. So this way, what we are saying is your price per terabyte, what you pay for your tier one storage, is not needed for a tier two, tier three workload or a VM. So we are just helping you to really rationalize that and then ensure that you are able to get a better TCO. So that's where we are talking, and then we move all of these to the cloud. And we do have customers who actually, what they have done is that we do have a few customers who have actually moved their Exchange to Office 365, came back and said, you know what, I moved my Exchange. I'm a physical infrastructure, a classical physical infrastructure all along. I want to do hybrid cloud. How can Microsoft help? Right, so this is one of the biggest, I would say, brewery companies in the world. So this company wanted to do a physical, do virtualization on a hybrid cloud. So what they did is we worked with them. We moved their Exchange first out to Office 365. So we moved one of the key tier one workloads out to the cloud. Then they came back and said, okay, there's only just a few of, there's a whole lot of other tier two, tier three workloads, which are physical. I want to retire my machines. So we brought in Hyper-V for those VM, for virtualizing those. And that Hyper-V sits on with StorSimple as a shared storage for the VMs. So the six host physical Hyper-V cluster with a shared storage from StorSimple. So all of that with a built-in storage, so it makes the entire end-to-end storage management for the private cloud. So StorSimple becomes a SAN, backup, archival, and DR for any data sitting on the SAN. So they no longer they're no longer now spending the tapes what they used to spend on. They are not spending money on conventional backup software like Symantec and what they were using, all with one single solution, what we are actually talking here. So then came a point when customers came back and said, fine, file share okay, SharePoint okay, VM okay. So then we actually came back and said, how about SQL databases, right? Now, why do we want to call it out separately while a database is a database? What's so special about it here is because I want to draw the fact to the point where we are tiering to the cloud, right? So we are a block level tier. So we don't want a database having some block tiered to the cloud. That's the last thing to expect out of a database. So we sort of, when we came out with this new version of the StorSimple, which we have now, we added more capacity on the box, wherein this 40 terabyte comes in. So we now recommend customers to use StorSimple for all of their departmental databases. So no longer run their departmental database again on tier one storage. They can continue to, they can actually use StorSimple. Now, what about performance? Just I want to point out that all our writes on StorSimple actually happens on SSD. We are writing on SSD with a 10G of iSCSI interconnect. So the best write performance what you can get in the market is there on the box. And we tier to SaaS and to cloud. So there's no reading or writing happening on from these tier. So that way you're guaranteed on your performance. Your price is taken care of because of the cloud economics kicking in, and then we are moving that. So that's how we're able to guarantee performance and price together. So this is something which is there, what we see here. So as we see here, recommendations, we recommend customers to be sure that the database is not big, massive. So that's something which, we, that's the reason why we've sort of saying, use only for departmental databases. You want to talk about OLTP, SAP databases? No, this is not the storage. Please go. Please continue using your EMC or a Hitachi or whatever you're using. So we are clearly saying we are a coexisting solution. We are not a rip and replace competitive solution here, right? So then this new workload. So we actually came out with this new version of StorSimple 8000. What we're going to demo tomorrow and see in July. Now this what we call is data mobility is actually a use case what we see for customers wherein what we are saying is that using StorSimple, you have moved data to the cloud. So your data is moved now to the cloud. So you are actually moving, the data is now sitting on the cloud, right? Because you're backed up to the cloud and you want to use some additional infrastructure on the cloud. Like, very simple example, dev and test, UAT environment. So UAT environment, you want to actually use your actual live data, but you don't want your live data to get disturbed, right? Your production, you want to use your production data for your UAT, which is the most ideal situation, but you also want a situation that your UAT doesn't change the production data. So what we're going to do is we are moving your production data to the cloud as a backup. The backup is gone to the cloud. The backup copy is gone. Now all we do is we spin up a StorSimple virtual appliance. So we spin up a SAN on demand, and that SAN, we mount the backup which is there from the storage which was there on-premise. So I'm just taking a copy of the original data, which was my production data, mounting on my virtual SAN, and I'm giving it this virtual SAN to other VMs on the cloud. That could be for dev and test, it could be for data mining, for data analytics, or even for DR. Now, DR is an interesting story here. We have customers who are okay with who are not wanting to do a full-fledged DR on-premise. So with data going on the cloud, VM on the cloud, you are able to present to infrastructure on the cloud so that DR could also be done. So this is what we call the mobility, sorry, the use case around mobility, wherein you get a pure sandbox environment without disturbing your existing primary storage. This could be all of these applications what we can look at. Now, so these are like technologies, these are solutions where you can actually use StorSimple as a SAN and do it. Now, when we went to market last almost like 2 years since we started selling started doing StorSimple in the market, is we started seeing customers coming back to us and then said, I have certain investments already on Windows, Microsoft technologies, like on the Windows server, on Windows client. How can StorSimple help me do that? So let's see quickly some of those scenarios here, right? So these are technologies available on Windows server without any cost. DFS, Distributed File Services, which is there on Windows server. Then we have Branch Cache, which is again a technology which has been there for since Windows 7 days. We are now on Windows 8.1. And then look at SharePoint, wherein OneDrive Pro, customers want to look at saying, how can I use OneDrive Pro for giving a dedicated end user capacity for them on demand? And third is Workfolios. So these are different technologies which is there within Microsoft, wherein customers can, and these are typically used on file sharing infrastructure. So predominantly all of these are file folder sharing and collaboration what we see. And the other common scenarios what we see is for remote office simplification. Now, I've seen customers who have one data center and have, let's say, 20, 30 odd branch offices across the country. Big countries do have typically that way, or even if you look at, let's say, Singapore, you might probably have a few branches like that. The challenge is what some of these customers see is that they are not able to do backup much effectively in the branch infrastructure. It's one of the most common areas, because branch typically might not have an IT professional, might just be an admin over there, and they're not able to be sure that their backups come in properly. So that's where we bring in a simple technology, which is DFS, which is there in Windows Server for last almost a few years, almost a decade now, and very mature now in terms of technology. So we're using DFS to move all branch data to a centralized centralized infrastructure, where StoreSimple is present, and StoreSimple then backs up very simplistically into the cloud. Now, this could be, the reason why we use DFS to do this are two. One, DFS is designed to work on thin WAN. We don't need a thick infrastructure, thick network connectivity between branches. There's a technology within DFS called remote differential compression, which essentially moves just the compressed, the new differential changed file blocks to a new infrastructure. So we're using that and then moving here. So this is something which is very common. We are seeing customers having problem of branch and then simplifying data into the centralized infrastructure. So this is again remote office centralization, where we are talking about file replication, policy-based archiving, all of this coming into centralized infrastructure. And then StoreSimple, then taking it up into Azure, and then backing it up. So there's no multiple backup technologies being used no longer. It's just one simple, all the data has come into centralized, a seamlessly integrated StoreSimple with a backup technology taking the data into the cloud. And in case of a DR, the same data is available on cloud, with StoreSimple virtual appliance provide DR on demand. And in fact, this DR is going to be another demo what we're going to see tomorrow, just a precursor. So then again, this is again branch cache, wherein we see a branch infrastructure to be much thinner. So you don't want to have thick servers on the branches. You want to have much more lighter servers with not lot lesser capacity of disks. So branch cache comes in pretty handy in those infrastructure. And Microsoft uses branch cache pretty extensively globally. A very simple infrastructure so that we are able to seamlessly use on our PCs only those most recently or the most accessed data on the PCs. All of that rests sitting on the cloud, or sitting on the box and then to the cloud. So in a sense, the technologies like namespace, replication, StoreSimple, and the FSRM makes it a much simpler what are called file server or file infrastructure management, what we see here. Now, extending this whole solution, now let me just probably go back to the file server before I get into this. What we are seeing in this file server itself in the industry, in different industry, I'll just probably talk about that. One of the most commonly seen file server use cases in, let's say, in a contact center is actually call loggers. So call loggers like NICE, Aricent, or all of those, actually call logs, wherein your call logs are recorded as file folders, all those, when I say call loggers, the audio transcripts, what we speak. Like if you call up StarHub or Singtel, they say, if you're going to record your transaction, your calls for analysis purposes and quality enhancement purposes. So all of these are recorded in a file folder structure. So we see call centers actually leveraging StoreSimple pretty well there. The second industry verticals what we are actually seeing this is actually around healthcare. So if any of you are in healthcare business, imagery, healthcare imaging is again a file folder structure what we're seeing. Good use case because patients typically come in, When they're in the hospital, their images are needed quite frequently for review by the doctor. Then subsequently, when the patient goes off, the data becomes cold. So instead of putting in an on-premise infrastructure, a hybrid cloud storage infrastructure makes it much simpler. Then another use case what we are seeing in the industry in financial services is actually a pretty simple thing for even data DMS or data or document management system. A very simple use case is around all the customer forms what we get filled, so the scanned TIFF images. And these TIFF images are again going to be on a file folder structure. Whether you're going to use Documentum, you're going to use LaserFish or any other such document management systems, they again have a database for indexing, which has got just the metadata, and the images are all sitting on an external file folder structure. That's another use case what we are seeing. Then in high-tech manufacturing, obviously engineering design. So that's where we are going to see some partner solutions where we are working and we are seeing engineering industry having some specific requirements. So for example, coming into partners, one of the things is actually Citrix share file. Now, you want a solution where you want to have a file share and you want to actually use it collaboratively with an app on your PC, on your phone, smartphone, or a tablet. So Citrix share file could be one. And then we have another solution called Easy Share. So you have cross-platform apps, it's Windows, iOS, Android, and all of these have an encrypted access. So your files are encrypted access on the device. It's not non-encrypted. And Store Simple is encrypting and storing in the cloud. So it's end-to-end security from a data perspective again there. And so these are some additional partner solutions what we see. As we see here, for example, in engineering, coexistence, right? Coexistence from a data management. So multiple locations, engineering companies, companies with multiple branch location, where you collaborate and make a design. So we see that as a challenge sometimes where there is an open file. How do you ensure that there's an open file being taken care of? So like that's where we see with our partner solutions, like for example, Piercing software, which actually helps an additional software which adds a new capability in terms of file management. So that's where we do. Another thing is around cost-effective file-level backup. So that's possible with a software solution called Peer software. Piercing again, what we use for a cost-effective file share backup. So instead of an expensive backup solution, this becomes much more cost-effective for what these customers. And we'll see an enterprise backup solution and replication quickly now. So this is where what we're talking about Veeam. So one of the technology vendors in this stall as well, in this complex today as well. So what we do with Veeam, and we have a couple of customers globally, and in fact we have a customer here in Singapore who's using Veeam and Store Simple. So what Veeam is going to look at, Veeam is looking at Store Simple as a disk storage. And Veeam backs up all of that and then onto this storage. Store Simple then backs up the content into the cloud. So very, very simple disk to cloud solution. So for all your VM infrastructure. And this also adds to your DR. Now, what happens in our DR? Our DR story is all about location-independent DR. What do we mean by that? In a classical DR scenario, let's say you have your primary data center and your secondary data center, you have to replicate data between the two infrastructure, right? You have a almost similar infrastructure in both the environments and replicate data. Now this cost, there are a couple of cost elements. Cost element number one is the infrastructure itself. Cost element number two is a thick pipe which you have to connect between the two locations based on your RTO, RPO. The thick bandwidth what you need to connect. And the third cost element is basically your replication software itself. Now, Store Simple backs up all of these data to the cloud. Now, the backup frequency could be, let's say you can do once in every hour, once in every 2 hours. If you're going to back up that, and our backups are always differential, deduplicated incremental backups. So no longer the concept of full backup, incremental differential. We always do a deduplicated incremental backup. And when we recover and restore, it's always synthetic backup. So what it is essentially with a sequence of incremental backups, you're able to see a full backup what you want. So that's what we do with StorSimple. So we are able to get your backups on time, everything what you've done. So let's say you have a primary site, used Veeam and StorSimple, backed up the data to the cloud, and you have a DR site, and you want data, you can actually go to the last known good backup, use that, and then start your DR site. So you don't need a replicated thick pipe between the two infrastructure. That's the biggest difference what we bring in here. And so that's how this whole infrastructure is looking like, going to be looking like. So you look at this way the conventional infrastructure would be, where you have servers, you have a disk array for primary, then you have your media server for VTL, media server, then VTL, tapes, all of those components to a simplified solution which has got a StorSimple on the premise and a cloud services on the cloud. So that's how we're going to simplify the whole infrastructure from a Veeam plus StorSimple perspective here. So that said, there are a few caveats, and I want to really call it out. As we said, first and foremost, we are a tier two, we are there as a storage solution for tier two, tier three workloads. We are still not asking you to rip and replace a tier one storage. Our only proposition here is to rationalize your tier one data on the tier one storage and look at tier two, tier three on StorSimple. That's one. So that way we are actually talking about be cautious in terms of what's the type of VMs you're going to run, high performance VMs, and then archival what you're going to do. And the second thing, what we actually see very common, when I talk about StorSimple, a hybrid storage with the cloud, customer comes back and says, I have DPM, Data Protection Manager, or I have Symantec, or I have XYZ backup software. Can I use StorSimple as a target for the backup software? We don't recommend accepting Veeam. The reason being, these backup technologies like DPM, the way they behave, they actually have their own deduplication compression, one. And second, they write in a proprietary format, which we as a block device will not be able to understand what is a new differential, new block which is coming. So always, since we are doing deduplicated incremental backup, we will not be able to, if we are not able to know what is the new blocks, what is the change blocks, we will not be able to effectively backup to the cloud. So that's why we don't recommend customers to use StorSimple as a backup target, except Veeam here. And obviously, high-performance workloads for StorSimple, and then like Exchange and corporate email. So this again, are those what we recommend customers not to use StorSimple for. So these are some customers globally who are using StorSimple. In fact, as we said, Singapore has quite a few customers. In fact, one of the early customers of StorSimple plus Veeam is from Singapore. Happy to see more questions if you have. It's almost the end of my presentation. If you have any questions, if you want, I can probably open up or can close.
Hello. If anyone has any questions, you can use the mic in the middle. Okay, please put your hands together. Thank you. Thank you, Venu.